On our Around the Home segment from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor today, we're going to talk about kitchen trends and what is trending right now. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Joining us from KSI Kitchen and Bath is senior designer Jill Johnson. And Jill, what is the latest? Is white still the hot kitchen color?
In the Ann Arbor area, yes, it is. But in the rest of the country, not really. They're moving more towards a wood grain, sort of light to let the grain of the wood come through, more like a whitewash. So we are seeing a little bit of that in bathroom trends here in the Ann Arbor area, but white and gray are still super popular. I think blue and green, light blue and green, are going to take over the gray. So I think you're going to see white and gray, white in the green or white in this blue color start taking over the trend here in Ann Arbor for both kitchens and bathrooms. So your quartz countertops are still really, really popular, much more popular than granite ever used to be. So we're seeing a lot more on the quartz countertops. So
how interesting. And when you say blue and green, are you talking about having a mixture in a kitchen with the white?
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes we do the perimeter in white and then the island in a color that's either darker or lighter, and then tie it together with the countertop. Or we see white on the top and then the color on the bottom. So we're doing more two-tone combinations either way. So,
how long do you think two-tone is going to be around? And I ask that because white's been around for a long time now as a popular kitchen trend. So it's a little bit more than a trend, I think. But generally, how long do trends last? Because people pay a lot of money to have these upgrades to their kitchens, and I presume they want them to last for a little while anyway.
For sure, for sure. I really think, white is a classic color. So I think if you stay with a white tone, I wouldn't go super bright white. I'd either go a little soft white, more towards the cream too, to make it a little bit warmer. It really depends on your home. So what we try to do is we try to figure out what is the style that you have in your home. Do you have cold items, or do you have warm tones? So then we try to play off of that. Some people want to just do something totally different. And when you walk around the corner to see the kitchen, you're like, wow, I would have never expected this kitchen in this house. So it really depends on the style that you have in your home. White's very hard to do pull off when you have a very warm home with brown tones and earthy tones. So that's when we move to the cream colors. But I think the two-tone is going to be very popular, I think, for a long time. I mean, our showroom is only 6 years old from this location. And we have three displays that way, and I'm continuously designing with that two-tone.
Tell everyone where KSI is located.
We are on Washtenaw Avenue in a strip mall by Pisano's Restaurant. We moved here, like I say, about 6 years ago, and it's a brand new showroom. It's really different than our old showroom. You should really stop in and take a look. It has a mezzanine, which is an upstairs area where we have designers working with this nice railing. They can look to see, over when people come in the door, things like that. I do have some brick columns to really tie in with the downtown Ann Arbor theme. It's a very, very nice showroom.
And are you under new ownership as well?
We do have a new owner. We did a new owner purchased us last year. His wife is an interior designer out of Birmingham. So, we're getting that end of the market too, with furnishings and things like that. So we're really trying to be an all-around service company, design basically studio for people versus just a cabinet and countertop shop.
When you talk about designs being different around the country and how maybe wood tones are more popular in other popular parts of the country, do you find that to be true too in the state of Michigan, where maybe a Birmingham is different than an Ann Arbor?
Yes, I would think that is true, especially up north too. Up north, we're having, we do quite a bit of kitchens up north. The market's very thin up there with kitchen, cabinet makers and manufacturers. So a lot of people are purchasing kitchens here and taking them up north or having them shipped directly to their house or cabin up there. So those have different tones. They like to see the wood tones more than the white and the gray and the blues and the greens. So, black's even starting to take off. Black is starting to become the new white, in my opinion, sometimes. So
how interesting. What about the design of cabinets? What's hot right now with that?
We're basically doing a lot of the shaker looking door. I don't tend to say shaker as much as I say a picture frame door. So if you can imagine putting a frame on your wall with a picture in it, that style door, and actually the slab door, the very flat door that you can dress up with your hardware, It does move a little contemporary when you go to the flat door, but a lot of people like it because there's no place for dust to go. So you basically can just wipe it down and you're good. You don't have any crevices for dust to get into. I'm not seeing too much raised panel. I am doing one where it's actually more shaker, but it's a raised panel in the middle, but the outside edge of the door style is flat, very square lines.
Oh, that I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, so that's a pretty new door in our custom line that has come out. So the raised panel is not super raised. It's just raised just about a half inch, but it gives you that extra depth on the door, which is really nice.
These are all things when you go into a professional place like KSI that your designers can talk your customers through, because it's not something that everyone always notices when they go into homes. But after you learn about it, you do notice when you're going to your neighbor's homes what styles are there and what you end up really realizing what you really like.
Correct. Yes. Like we have on our website, we have an app that you can go to that helps you pick out your style. It shows you, think about 10 or 15 pictures of items and you say, which ones do you like? And at the very end, it will tell you your style. So then when you come in, we'll have that information so that we can help you gear towards that styling. So, but some people do change when they come in. They'll say, oh, I really thought I liked that, but I really like this.
Well, so, and that's the other key here. Having a design room really pays off for people, because I'm the type of person, I have to see it to understand it. And I want to see how big it is. I want to see how tall those cabinets can go.
Right.
All of that's very important to see in person.
Mm-hmm. And we do a presentation. We have a presentation room that has a big television on it. And we show you your presentation right on that TV through like a PowerPoint presentation where you can, in color, so you can see the tile, you can see the paint colors, you can see the handles. It's really unique for us here.
We are talking with Jill Johnson. She is senior designer at KSI Kitchen and Bath. And you can go to their website, ksikitchens.com. That's ksikitchens.com. And you can actually take that little test to see what your style is on there. What about hardware for cabinetry?
We are seeing a lot of matte black, actually, especially in the bathrooms, to pull out that matte black fixture, like the faucet, the shower, things like that, and brass, not really the old brass, more of a new brass. Sometimes it's bright and sometimes it has a little bit of black graining to it, again to match the hardware. Appliances are actually coming out with that same type of hardware. So we're trying to tie it all together. So light fixtures, all that kind of stuff.
I noticed that on some of my new appliances too, that they have that brushed gold on there. And I love a mix of metals. So I'm all into brushed gold along with maybe some brushed silver. I think that looks really nice in a kitchen.
It gives you that nice pop. I'll give you a nice pop. It's different than your neighbor's going to have. So that's really nice too. Sometimes you don't always want to be the same.
Exactly. You're talking my language now. I like that. When it comes to your kitchen, are the baths done entirely differently? Or do people like to match up what they've done in their kitchen with cabinets in the bath matching?
I think that most of my clients, when we do a combination kitchen and bath, we do something different. We don't try to keep it the same. In the bathroom, you have different types of uses there. So in your color tones, tile, you can pop a very nice color with a tile, and you can get, or you could go with the stone tile. You could have a totally different look in there than in the kitchen. So I think it's nice to make it different. Some builders like to keep it all the same, so it's just easier for them to, keep that color theme throughout the whole house. But I have more customers changing the colors.
And are you at KSI handling backsplashes and everything, Jill?
Pretty much. We do a lot of backsplashes. Definitely do a lot of backsplashes. Sometimes, actually, lately, I have been doing the quartz all the way up. So especially with that nice vein. That vein will carry up the wall. And most of the countertop companies try to match that veining. So if there's one on the countertop, you'll see it going flat, and then you'll see it going up. So it's really nice to have that look.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. And I've noticed tilers these days being very extra careful about doing that and that kind of matching. And it makes a big difference if you get someone who's a good tiler.
It definitely does, for sure.
Now, you mentioned that quartz is more popular than granite in the kitchen. For a long time, that's all we saw was granite. Tell us a little bit about the differences between those.
So in granite, it's a stone, just like you have outside your house and on your sidewalk and things like that. And what happens every time it rains, that stone absorbs that moisture. So what you want to do is, you don't want that to happen in your kitchen. So you have to keep it sealed. The question is, when do I seal it? you know, so people don't know. It's a little bit maintenance. You have to do it. So you want to take a very damp paper towel, put it on your countertop, go and do laundry, go sit down and watch TV for a half hour, come back, move that paper towel, and see if that spot is a little darker than the rest of your countertop. That means that the sealer needs to be done because that water has absorbed into your countertop. So you want to get that, you want to put the sealer on. It's basically a clear liquid that you put on. You can either have it professionally done, or I know most of the box stores, I think even Meijer sells it now, Meijer and Target. So it's a pretty simple thing, but it's when do you do it? On the quartz, you don't have to worry about that. It stays the same throughout the life of the countertop. There's no sealing, nothing. You just put it on. You basically have to do your daily cleaning, and that's it.
Does the quartz have as many different kinds of patterns and colors as granite does?
I would say yes, definitely for sure. Because it's a man-made product, they can control what goes in there. We're seeing a lot of light color countertops, which is very difficult to find in your granite. You really can't find granite to be super light. So, you know, in the quartz, you basically have from one extreme to the next. You've got some that has gold fleck in it. You've got some that has blue fleck. It's very interesting what they can do now with quartz.
Wow, really interesting. And during this pandemic, what has it been like at KSI? They've been saying that with so many people being home, we are starting to really rethink our homes and what we want in them and redoing them. Have you found that to be true?
Definitely, for sure. We are really super, super busy. We are working by appointment only. The showroom is open, so you're welcome to come in and browse and then set up that appointment. Or you can just call and set up the appointment. We do a one-hour free design consultation, and then we work on your designs. We do ask for a retainer after that, but then we start to work on the designs and get you through the process. So.
And you can go to ksikitchens.com and get more information, ksikitchens.com. Jill Johnson, senior designer there, and they are members of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You can go to braggannarbor.com for information about its members. Again, braggannarbor.com. Jill, great talking with you today. Very interesting to hear about all these trends that are going on now in kitchens.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.